We're back. We're back. Dog Slop 360, slopping it up.
What's up, you slappy dogs?
People thought we were done.
We're not done. We're ready to lick the
people
bowl clean.
People thought we were done. Mainly me.
Mainly me.
I kind of thought this pod was over there for
a
bit.
No. It's dogs. Dogs disperse, run into the woods, and they always come back.
Sometimes the pack has to go.
The pack has to disperse.
Yeah.
You got to go out. You got to kill. You got to mate.
We all have to have our individual adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we come back and we report to the dogs. We report to the pack.
Yeah. So this is a pack meetup. Pack
meetup.
Pack's back.
The pack is back.
I'm Zach.
We're back with Zach, baby. Yeah, I'm Kevin. Doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm Josh. I'm also back.
And Caleb is here today.
So wow, guys, it's been a while, so we all have a lot to catch up on. So who wants to go first to like a little pack meetup, dog slop 360 of our lives?
Yeah, who wants to go first?
Someone else go first.
I'm gonna vote Josh because he was away.
Yeah, bro, you
got the most to say.
Sure, I'll go first. I had a crazy April. August.
Yeah.
It's August. I had such a crazy August. I thought it was April.
Holy shit.
I went to Chicago for Lollapalooza.
You're a music festival guy.
I went to Pennsylvania for Elements Festival.
Oh, shit. Two. Molly at both.
Back to back. I went to Toronto for a work shoot.
Nice.
Sucked.
Sweet.
Fuck Toronto. Fuck Canada. I'll get into that later. And then I went to the country of Georgia with my lovely fiance and her family to their homeland.
That sounds beautiful. I saw the Instagram pictures.
It was beautiful. It was informative. It was
it's a great way to a vacation.
Informative. You got a historical vacation.
You didn't say Lollapalooza was informative. You did Molly.
Lollapalooza was informative. It taught me a lot about myself. I did too many mushrooms and stood in the ticket line in a hotel.
Yikes.
And that sucked.
It would have been worse if you that wasn't even your hotel that you needed a ticket from.
That really would have sucked if I was just in a random Marriott standing there tripping balls. They're like, what is this guy doing?
Or if that didn't happen in Georgia.
I need my 4-day GA, please.
We don't speak English here, sir.
This is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly.
What the hell are you doing in here?
Elements Festival in Pennsylvania, trash. It's an EDM festival full of the dirtiest, nastiest wooks I've ever seen.
Wooks?
A wook is just a dirty, homeless-looking fellow who's not homeless, for the record. Who loves EDM and dresses nasty
and white guy with like cornrows type vibe.
Yes, yeah.
Wearing smelly, stinky,
not matching loud patterns. What are those like shawl things that they wear?
A poncho. Yeah.
Yes, they stink.
They don't believe in that. Yeah, they don't. Their girlfriends
are all on
weird,
amphetamines.
Gross.
Their girlfriend isn't even hot from far away.
No. She's and that's crazy a problem,
looking.
Boys.
She's crazy looking no matter where you see her from. The music's trash. You have to be on the worst drugs to enjoy yourself, so I didn't have fun. And
did you see anything that you like? Anybody that, in, like music-wise, did you see anybody that you like?
I saw DJ Diesel there, which is Shaquille O'Neal. He's kind of funny.
That's Shaquille O'Neal?
It's kind of funny to see Shaquille O'Neal DJ just for the novelty of it.
So fun.
And he's pretty hard, like his dubstep. It's very wompy, you know?
Oh, like womp, womp.
Yeah.
Cinema?
I'm so all over the place, guys. I'm still recovering, but I will say this: after a week in Toronto, where every conversation was, "Oh, that president of yours is a real Hoosier, eh?" or whatever the fuck those guys say. I'm up there like, can I just get some quarters for pool? And they're like, you mean loonies? I'm like, I'm going to punch you.
No!
Give me whatever your currency is and stop talking to me. And they're like, we're all so nice here. That's kind of our thing. We're really nice.
Oh,
I'm like, you're not being nice to me right now. Leave me alone.
Your tone is nice, but you're not doing what I'm asking.
My impression of everyone in Toronto is that they're like, if all of America's biggest losers had a city of their own. I'm sorry, I'm on one right now.
No, I agree.
If you want to fuck my wife, she's just in the back there.
Dude, and the women in Toronto, I have never seen more egregious plastic surgery in my... every woman there...
Even here?
Worse. I'm assuming that the free healthcare covers botched face jobs, because that's what every woman... That's what every woman in Toronto... was like a jump scare level of...
Do they have blow-up doll lips? The doll blow-up...
The lips... The blow-up doll, everything. They look like there's not a wrinkle on them. It's like a sheen.
Oh. Whoa.
It was horrible.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm actually not a fan of Canada. I find that, like, remember Canada, in my mind, used to be, like, badass. They used to be, like, mountain men, and then something happened, and now they're mostly, like, the pussy cup little losers I've ever seen in my life.
Drake happened, bro.
Yeah. Drake, and then he left.
And honestly, I've been more pro Drake than most in the last few months, and even Drake can't make up for what's going on in the six right now, dude. Yeah. Fuck the six.
Fuck the six. and poutine is like sloppy.
Poutine is just gravy, yo.
Like, it sounds like you made it up on the fly.
We all got gravy.
Yeah. Okay. It seems lazy.
Dude,
yeah, it's a lazy cuisine.
They're a lazy people. They don't need to have any work ethic. We don't have any listeners in Canada, so it should be fine.
And good, honestly. You guys fuck that place.
Look, maybe in a couple weeks I'll calm down on this. But I had a bad time in Toronto. Yeah. I was working too much, and every local I interacted with annoyed the shit out of me. So, fuck Toronto. Then I went to Georgia. It was beautiful. It's war-torn.
Lovely.
The buildings look like they're about to collapse on everyone inside.
Is it, like, still Soviet? Soviet happened and it is gone now?
It's just, like, it's got the beautiful heritage of a European city, but just one that's been through so many wars that it's just, like, hanging on, you know. Like, they're constantly trying to rebuild. It was nice. I had a nice time in Tbilisi. It was cool. I went to this other region called Shekvateli, which was really beautiful on the Black Sea.
Hearing these for the first time.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of new words. And then,
any good dishes?
Yeah, their hachapuri is fucking sick. It's like a cheesy bread with an egg cracked in the top. It's amazing. They've got
what about Toronto's food?
Garbage, dude.
Garbage, fucking shit.
You want to know what? You know how people
Tim
talk?
Tim Hortons.
You want to know? People talk shit about Scotland's food, right?
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
I ate at a Scottish restaurant every night. One, because it was the only thing open when I got off work.
That's a bad sign that's a restaurant.
Also because it was the best restaurant on the block. It was a Scottish restaurant.
Like, you shouldn't have that as a cuisine type.
It was crazy.
Yeah, there's no Scottish restaurants in New York. If anything, it's like a Scottish pub that's like, don't eat our food.
Exactly.
We have chicken wings if you're desperate.
No, this is exactly.
To get fucked up.
Was it like, this food beer. Was pretty good.
Was it like blood gravy or whatever?
No, they didn't go too authentic, which I think is why it was pretty good.
Yeah. It was just like burgers and stuff.
It was like a lot of good, there's a decent burger, they had some good chicken. They just did everything pretty well. It was
Scottish
solid.
People do a thing called like a full roast or whatever.
I didn't touch their breakfast.
Sunday roast is like a fucking B-grade nice brand, CVS nice brand, you know, the shitty chips.
Yeah.
Version of Thanksgiving
nice,
food.
Nice
it's
brand.
Like, it sucks, okay?
It's nice. I like that that's honest.
Yeah, that is true. It's
nice
all right.
Brand. I mean, it's nice. It'll get the job.
It's all right.
You're going to eat this and be like, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. A chip.
Yeah. And then, Georgian food was great, but I got food poisoning the last day.
Damn.
Shat from my brains water. Out from a full... No, I don't know what it was from. Probably the food. Full 14 hours of just shit and water.
It was because you were pussified in Toronto.
Yeah.
So your body
exactly.
couldn't handle
my
it.
Body, my body was in Toronto mode. And then I got food poisoning the literal last day and had to fly out that night. So I spent the whole day in bed shitting water, trying to hydrate, and then had to fly 16 hours back. I've never been more snatched than I am right now. I'm absolutely sklort, as Irina would say. And man, when I touched down at JFK, which is, you know, a horrible airport, and I hate JFK, but I touched down and I was like, where can I enlist in the army? I've never been proud prouder to be an American.
Where does you got the camo pants on.
I put my camo pants on. I got a crew cut. I said, hoorah. Give me to the office.
Zipper 5, bro.
Fucking 5,
first stop, Toronto.
Dude, literally.
Yeah, see, you go to Europe, and then you realize you're like, all right, relax. And then you come back. I like the microplastics. I like how everything's shiny. Yes. I'm into it. Like,
microplastics are everywhere. That's,
yeah, exactly.
Well, we especially here. Yeah. You can't deny
their
that.
Water has way worse than microplastics in it, because you can't even drink that shit. Yeah, so.
True. You can drink that shit anywhere. I'm very pro-America, too, after traveling to Europe.
Yeah, I was pro-America. I think Europe might just be for moms. I think moms like to take pictures of pretty buildings, and I think that's sort of all that's going on over there. But well, granted, I've only been to, like, two places. Well, I've only been to Athens and Georgia, and Athens was actually beautiful, and I had a good time, but...
Yeah.
I think it's
Georgia ruined Europe for you.
He was just lightly threatening every like fancy building in Georgia. He's like, it ain't the Empire State Building.
Well, dude, Irene used to have a joke about this, but it's true. The nicest building in Tbilisi is a McDonald's. They have this ornate, gorgeous McDonald's. Really? That looks like a cathedral. It's awesome.
And the ice cream machine is still broken.
Literally. They don't serve breakfast there, which pissed me off, because I got there at 10 a.m. thinking I'm about to get me a McGriddle.
Can I get a bacon egg?
I guess a McGriddle. I guess the McGriddle didn't make it across the pond.
Can
dude.
I get a bacon egg and cheese McGriddle, please?
Dude, literally, they're like, what? Cupcakes with setup infused? No way! They can't fathom it.
Scottish?
Yeah, I don't Scottish know. For the Georgians? I don't fucking know.
I think the audience wouldn't know the Georgian accent, so he just went with the
Georgian is like very Middle Eastern. I think I don't know that I could get away with doing that one.
Just to me, before I do this accent, they're white.
Yeah.
They are white.
They're ish.
Hey, bruh. They're white.
Hey, bruh. Welcome to Georgia. So yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back.
I'm kissing the ground.
What was the first meal that you had American style when you
I got a sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel as soon as I touched it.
Cured like, that wet that water diarrhea right
my asshole up ASAP, bro.
Did you have water diarrhea in the sky?
No, luckily I got it all out before I had
to. No, I like taking a shit in the sky because it's against nature. It is so anti.
I do think I'm like, I shouldn't be this fast shitting right now.
Yeah. Your shit should fly against the side of the bowl. It shouldn't fall down.
Shit is just doing it, and like, it's fine. And then I love the
fucking way it sucks it down.
Get away from me.
It scares me every time.
Yeah, you are. When you're taking a crap at 36,000 feet, it's like you are God.
You are a God.
Yeah. I jacked off in there once. I don't know if that's illegal, and I'll go to jail.
Wow. Mile High Club, 22. That counts. Yeah. That counts.
And then that was a cool moment to be like this is a sick.
That's the
right?
High, actually, fast that's the high five club.
I did auto
high five club, dude.
I did autoerotic asphyxiation in there one time.
Yeah. You took the flotation device and just cinched it around your neck.
Did I
inflated
did I,
it?
Did I ever tell you guys that story? I got a hand job on my first ever international flight.
Whoa.
I got a
hand job
from a guy. A guy. Can
on
you
the please? Seat?
No.
The first time. I've never been on a plane before this in my life.
Okay. First plane ride you busted?
I was like flying rocks. I'm flying rocks.
That's crazy.
I grew up poor. We didn't fly. Okay?
Did you think that was like... And it's like, sir, can you please put your chair back up? Oh, my God.
It was a late night flight.
It was complimentary hand job.
I was under that thin blanket. Great.
Yeah, like, it was exactly that.
Oh,
I was
sitting there. I think you told this story.
It was nighttime.
You told us this.
And then the guy, like, a guy sat down, and we both just started laughing. So we were like, hell yeah.
I can't believe that was your first experience.
It was the craziest thing.
Set your expectations
way off. You should have seen how disappointed I was on my second flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You're looking at something. Looking around. Some girl sits down, and you're like,
ugh.
Excuse me?
Pardon me.
Some old Asian woman sat down. I was like, well, not you.
Do you have any hunks you could put over here?
I was going to guess. I was going to guess that the guy that jacked you off was a flight attendant, because that's another thing. They got dude flight attendants over there.
I don't fucking trust. That is goes for Zach's
not even gay ones.
Job.
Straight ones.
Oh, straight
both.
Ones?
They got straight ones.
I thought...
If you're a bot, somehow you're still a bottom. If you're a straight...
straight flight attendant, you're
that
a bottom.
That makes sense. Yeah, you're coming over like, what can I get for you, sir? Oh, more napkins.
How can I help you,
how
sir?
Are you as a man asking me, as a man, what do I need?
Yeah, in that little outfit.
That's why American dudes who are straight can't be flight
that would be funny to be toxic masculine flight attendant. Bro, you're fucking serious? You need a neck pillow?
Pussy? Pussy? Wow, bro. That's actually really funny.
Wow, bro. Wow. That's so funny.
Are you asking for another?
Seatbelt lights on if you're going to listen to rules.
Nerd. Alphas will go to the bathroom while we're landing. Yeah,
exactly. No smoking.
It's a space. Ripping vapes.
Just
I think we should be allowed to vape. Giving,
vaping during the safety presentation. Blowing it. It is the...
Yeah, that's I wonder awesome. Where would that flight? What airline would that be? Like with nothing but toxic dudes.
Dog Slop Airlines.
Dog Slop Airlines.
American Airlines,
dude.
American Airlines. Yeah, that.
Yeah. American makes sense. I would say.
Girth International.
Wait,
Girth Air.
Girth Air.
Not Virgin Mode.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there we go. That's
never
good.
Been a virgin.
Wait, should we flip that? Air Girth.
Air Girth.
Air Girth.
Like Aer Lingus.
No. Yeah, welcome to Air Girth. We're going to take off whenever the fuck I feel like it.
Fuck you.
No, I
he's
always...
off-roading.
We're gonna do a water landing.
It's a pretty nice, it's pretty
cool.
Nice weather. So it's pretty nice weather. So we took the doors off for this flight. Like,
guys,
it's a Jeep.
I'm just gonna try a water landing. I've never done
a water landing before. So we're just gonna try that shit. Buckle up if you're a pussy.
Dubstep
player,
like,
yeah.
DJ Diesel.
That's so funny.
No, I've always thought that flight attendant is the trashiest job. It's just like, because I know those gay dudes. It's the same with those women. Mm-hmm. They're fucking everyone they meet at a Marriott. Okay.
Well,
they,
it's a sick job for a slut,
but
for sure.
I'm just like, you probably smell bad. Your hormones are all fucked up. Like, what? It's, you know, when you go up
sure
into
United
the,
gets them at least a 3-star.
No,
hotel.
You know the altitude. Yeah. Like every time you go up into the altitude, something happens.
You're right.
Like something.
I do
like,
smell weird up there.
It's like you smell weird. Like I think like you're something with the gut. It's like a bubble gut kind of situation. You're farting. Farting.
Like these bitches are always farting. They're always up and down. Like for one night in Paris, back up. Like, are you sick? Like that? They must. Like they're rotten on the inside.
That's what I think.
They're
unnatural.
All their organs are pickled from being at high altitude.
What's it called when you're just like you fart in front of somebody and
crop
you just,
dust?
Yeah,
baby.
They're just crop dust.
Which is a
plain
term.
They're chemtrailing. Okay.
That's what's coming out of the plane.
All these fucking bitches.
It's not chemtrails. It's just gas. It's just ass juice.
I know. It's just something. The older I get, I get more sketched out with flying. Like, I'm getting more scared of it as I get older.
It is against God's will.
It's weird.
It's, like, it's also God's getting will. Worse, I feel like, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's not as
bad. It was bad early this year. I think I haven't heard much from that since.
It's
but
not just good. I had a flight get delayed out of
Newark. Oh, yeah.
Newark,
I had a flight delayed where they had to replace the windshield because it was
Irina
cracked.
Tried to go to Edinburgh, and they got, like, up into the sky, and the pilot goes... Something's wrong with this plane. We got to turn this shit around before we get over the Atlantic. And they parked it again, and she had to take
never,
a flight the next day.
That would never happen on Air Girth.
Something's wrong with this plane. Fuck it, we ball.
We're getting there.
We're gonna
I don't
see
care if
we have
to take the raft.
Yeah.
If we're going to die, we're going to die like dogs.
I've always wanted to use my seat as a flotation device.
I know. I feel like if you looked at a graph, it was like 9/11. Smooth sailing for a long time, and then like after
you're
Kobe
right.
Bryant's helicopter, I feel like ever since then, like it's been like. Have you noticed that? Like after
the
that,
two major aero
disaster, all airlines were like,
Kobe.
"Look, if we can get away with killing Kobe, we can get away with killing a lot
oh,
of people."
Just
no one said it was our fault.
Smash.
It was his fault operating.
Smash
it.
That
I know.
Shit.
It's
Wait,
just
that's,
weird.
Well, I think it's. I mean, I. Not to be this fucking liberal fuck.
Dude, come on.
But it was like a John Oliver thing where it's like some Boeing merged with some like really piece of shit air manufacturer.
Yeah. Yes.
And those guys like alphaed all the Boeing executives out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're doing shit our way. So they're just cutting costs.
So
every corner. Literally Air Girth took over Boeing. And then like, literally it was like, you're fucking safety inspecting that? Get the fuck out of here, pussy.
Get the fuck
That's
out
why
of
they've
way.
Like assassinated whistleblowers.
Pussy
cause
ass
their,
shit.
Air Girth is in there like,
boing,
this guy's
more
gonna
like, boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
We're getting some head in this shitty plane. Let's go.
No, you can't change the name. Fuck you. Like, fuck you.
So, hell yeah. Hell
yeah. Oh, man. Oh, the other thing I wanted to tell y'all, that there are three fast food chains that made it to Georgia, and I want you guys to try McDonald's. To guess. Not including McDonald's. Okay. There's actually three that are bigger than McDonald's.
Subway.
Subway is one.
Starbucks.
Starbucks is there, but it's not one of the ones I'm
talking
about.
That's not what you're
thinking
about.
Okay, Starbucks, that's...
Carl's Jr.?
Nope.
I'm going to just throw it out. Wild card Arby's.
I wish. Dude, what I would have given to have the meats while I was over
Pizza
there.
Hut.
Nope.
Mm. Oh, well,
Subway was a great... I can't believe you got Subway
Subway's,
first.
Yeah. Subway is Dunkin'? Everywhere.
Dunkin'.
They have Dunkin'.
Turns out, America ain't the only one running on Dunkin', dude. Georgia runs on Dunkin', too. So we got Dunkin', we got Subway, and then
those
we got
kind
one
of like
more.
Linked. They're in a diet.
We got one more.
Taco Bell?
Nope.
Is it
KFC?
KFC? Nope.
Popeyes?
Nope. Let me give you a hint. It's got one of the most all-American little mascots.
Mm.
Whoa.
It's not Wendy's, is it?
Wendy's.
No!
Wendy's is over, Wendy is over there with a hijab on, selling burgers.
Really?
No, she doesn't have it. I wish they would have put
the
a hijab
pigtails
on.
Outside of the hijab.
I'm going to make that a meme and put that on.
Dude,
this
I was
so
walking
funny.
Around like another Dunkin', another Wendy's, another
damn, like
Subway.
They, like
they're everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, well, good, good. Dunkin's good.
Yeah,
good
dude.
I would never expect
these. Are they
ones.
Stocked with the same shit? Because that would be weird.
Honestly, I thought it was bullshit, but like they probably are better. Like their like quality is better than what we
the
got.
The McDonald's is better.
The McDonald's is definitely better.
That was
better.
The craziest thing when I was in England and I went to a McDonald's and they give you like a burger.
Yeah, it's like
like a
yeah.
Burger.
It's like no one sat on
it. But it's not like that plastic kid toys. You know when kids pretend it's a
yeah.
kitchen?
Yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah.
got all those little
it's
toys.
Like a real burger.
It's like bread on and meat on a bread. I was like, what the hell?
I remember when I was in England and I had McDonald's and I remember I'm a Nuggets guy and I remember eating one and I was like, why does this taste like weird? And I was like, there's at least 2,000% less salt on this. Like,
I was like, this what is chicken actually tastes
yeah.
like.
Everything's
it
what
great.
It's supposed to taste
yeah.
like outside of
everything
America.
Was like a little bit less, but in a way that was like, oh, this is
yes.
much healthier.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I remember like when I spent 3 months, 4 months in England when I was 21.
Yeah.
And So I was a puker when I drank. Mm-hmm. Never puked once while I was there, and I got fucked up.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, what they got going on with the regulations, but
see, I had the opposite experience though. Even though the food did seem like it was better quality, I was shitting water pretty much the whole time I was
well,
there.
Well, you got
Georgia.
Special bacteria.
Not even. I'm
you
talking pre-food poisoning.
Oh, you
my butthole was
water.
Speaking Arabic.
My friend.
I was on the toilet like, oh, Allah, please save me from this.
Inshallah, this comes
Allah
out.
Allah Akbar. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That food went Allah Akbar on your butthole.
Dude, it was full jihad down there. It was fucking crazy. What I would have given for a suicide vest yeah. on that porcelain.
It was
dude.
On the inside.
Dude,
yeah.
it was. It was in
full jihad. Full jihad.
You know, that kind of shit.
Fucking
just
B-hod,
full
dude.
Jihad.
B-hole hod. B-hod.
Anyway. Damn.
Anyway, oh, yeah. I'm done shitting on other countries.
No,
I had a great time. They're beautiful. I'm sure I'm just excited to be back with my
yeah,
boys.
Yeah.
I think is what it really is.
And you know, you go down and go up.
Like,
so you know,
I miss my boys
month,
and I miss
right?
playing basketball. I was gone. I was like
oh,
out of the country for a good
weeks.
2.5 weeks, and it was too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. So I'm glad to be back.
I guess I'll go. A lot has happened to me. I recently figured out I'm actually amazing with a boomerang.
Like a
like crazy good.
like you have a natural.
Like
gift.
I get it. Like I get it.
What a useless thing to be good at.
Like you throw it and then you don't
I
even
caught
move
it.
Your
it
hand.
Comes
right
it comes
back.
I caught it. Yeah, like I was on Governor's Island and me and my buddies we went there and they were playing their gay ass baseball.
Down under
playing
Governor's Island.
My friend had a boomerang and I went into the middle and there's like this big field and
growing up, boomerangs are like single use.
Yeah,
because like you lose it immediately.
Well, because yeah, you bought it from like Walmart,
came back.
And it's like, not a good boomerang, and it disappears. Yeah, it's basically a stick.
So this is like the only time I've had a boomerang in a grand open space.
I've never thrown one.
Yeah, no, wind is in. I was like, I felt it, and I was like, guys, look.
Yeah,
it was actually the best moment of my life.
That's pretty sick.
It was like,
were there any Australians around to be like, cry, they're making weird noises.
I felt the wind. I got it. It clicked. I went, you gotta throw it like this. And Mo was like, and my friends were like, whoa!
Was that your first time?
I mean, I practiced a bunch before but then it clicked.
And then you nailed it.
And it's like, that's my thing. Dude. So,
dude, that's a nice party sick. Trick.
Yeah.
If you get on a roof in Bushwick, just whip it out over the other
That is so fucking
that's
sick.
The new Bushwick.
Bushwick. Come on down to Bushwick.
I had a I've been doing a lot of gay stuff lately.
What?
Typical. Yeah. That's typical.
I've been doing gay stuff.
I was fucking doing that.
I've been fucking guys.
That's the last time I saw you when you were coming home from fucking a guy.
Oh, I that was a guy I fucked. Yeah. He had a pool.
Caleb, what were you doing at the gay bar?
Got him. That was. You were the guy.
Caleb just hangs out for the compliments.
No, I that was a guy. He had a pool, and so we had sex, and then he's like, do you want to go swimming in my pool? And then we just kind of chilled out in his pool.
He had a pool, like, to himself?
No, it was
like
in the neighborhood.
Okay. So we banged, and then we were like, afterwards, it was really like, this was like one of the most casual ones.
Wow.
We were like, ugh.
What's your name?
So
can I do a cannonball?
He legitimately gave me a good game. He was like, good job.
Dude, good shit out there, bro.
And we dapped.
That's big girth like, hair vibes.
I got a pool.
Do you guys ever just like Kobe the condoms at the same time?
Condoms.
That's a good one.
And I recently just fucked
like Kobe, then you mean blow them up and never use.
We're having a moment.
I might cut that one later.
No, that's good.
I don't want beef with the Bryant estate.
No.
I'm not Ari Shaffir. I'm not trying
to. Oh, did he do it? He got fucking.
Oh, he made a joke the day after.
He made a but
he
his was kind of bad.
Yeah. Well, he
and then you know.
Ari might have an appointment. Anyway,
I just
you were chilling on the bed, and he's like, yo, I got a pool.
A pool, and he gave me a pair of his shorts. You know, like classic bud after school vibes.
Wow.
You can use my shorts. I got an extra one.
Did like,
I got
an extra pair of shorts. Tangerine for a snack.
Up there, splish, splash. It was not even romantic. We were just like,
Throwing down.
Blah, blah, blah. And then,
you're like throwing a football to each other, and you're jumping and catching
dude,
it.
That's actually really fucking cool.
That would have been so cool.
You guys have no idea how amazing it could be.
That's awesome.
And then this Friday, I actually had sex with two huge monsters. Like, two of the biggest guys.
Space Jam 3.
Ever.
The Monstars show up. Zach's like, I got some special stuff for you.
I think it cured me, actually. And now I'm actually not so obsessed with muscles.
So
anymore.
You took down two Goliaths at
like,
once.
Roly-poly ass me. Like
you're
I,
not
like,
roly-poly. You're 6'2 and athletic.
Yeah. Yeah, but you gotta see these guys. These guys, I came up to, they were like 6'6, both of them, and they were dating. One was British. Okay.
Wow.
They called me over to their pad.
The fucking Winklevoss
twins.
And
I think they just got into a fight right before I arrived.
Oh no.
Because under his breath, one of them said, "Don't ruin this for us." Hi. Like that's how it went.
Wow.
And I was like,
so you were kind of like the
equalizer.
Yeah.
Well,
a little bit of a palate
cleanser. I immediately
started
riffing. You know? I have a good laughs per minute ratio during sex.
Oh yeah.
I think I do. Like, I get good laughs. I get full laughs.
I haven't gotten a laugh during sex in years.
Yeah.
And don't look forward to it. You're married.
Girls don't love laughs during sex when you're committed to them, I think.
People always look
at you. They want you to take it more seriously.
Sometimes, you can do them right after. Right after.
Maybe right after
sex, you can bust out a couple
but
quick
I, like, that I'm was not long. Like... See, I'm not doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Mine's like smooth. That's like a smooth laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like all right, really
give me one.
Funny.
Give me one of your lines.
Okay, well, I have to
let's
fuck
pretend.
You on camera.
Yeah, let's pretend. Let's pretend you just busted.
Well, no, I don't bust.
You turn it off.
Oh, that's even cooler, honestly.
And I took a cock bomb.
I have cock bombs.
Wait, what?
What the an hell Irish is that? Cock bomb?
My buddy gave me these things, which are a hyper blend of Viagra and Cialis.
Oh my god!
And I typed it into ChatGPT, and it said in big letters, "Do not take this." Okay?
Wow! Even ChatGPT knew that this is bad for you.
It says you're not supposed to take that much of that with the other one, but it worked fine for me. I just
like, yeah, your heart's just gonna explode in 3 years. But yeah,
I could hand my sword can slay one dragon.
Okay.
Wow.
Two dragons. Okay, I'm not a superhero.
You suck the head off one and two grow back.
It was crazy.
Wait, so they were both bottoms?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Whoa, double
they
power bottoms.
Yeah, and they were. It was crazy. Like they looked like Nick Boza. Like both.
Oh
of them.
My god,
like,
it was a full on rugby scrum,
and it was a scrum, dude. I got scrum.
You scrum.
I got scrum.
On.
And now I think it's weird because it's like I almost hit their pinnacle now of like I'm and now I'm just kind of like walking the streets being like it's cured.
Wow. So now you can date a regular size guy?
Dude, you're like Odysseus. You're back from the journey.
Now I think I just want love.
The final frontier.
I went the way. I was like, oh, shit.
You've already conquered the All Blacks.
And now I'm like, all right. Yeah, so... But speaking of
it's a
sex,
rugby team, if anyone doesn't know
team.
That.
It's a rugby team. Yeah, these fellas are white. Yeah, that's a rugby team.
Yeah,
are they? From New Zealand. They wear all black.
They wear all black.
Oh, okay.
That was just like what they call
look like
that.
Jason Momoa and a little bit darker. They look Samoan.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
Some.
Yeah. They're all Pacific Islanders. It's like Maori guys, Pacific Islanders, and then some like white
Which
guys.
Which are some of the scariest guys
I need
around.
To show
For
you
sure.
One
Until they do a haka, then they look dumb as hell.
This is one of them.
Jeez, that guy's massive.
Jesus Christ.
Crikey, right?
Crikey, indeed. It looks like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and now once you go there, it's
I kind of
like,
want to fuck that guy. But, like, more so just
what
like.
Would you
it,
even do
I know, that's what I was like.
Right.
It would be hilarious for me to try and go haunt. Like, I'm like bouncing off his ass. Zach? I would be my pelvis would be bruised.
That's so funny. Yeah,
trying to fuck that guy's ass.
Zach, I don't know how to tell you this, but fucking that guy is kind of straight as hell.
It was very.
When you see the guy, you're like, damn.
That's mask as fuck.
This absolutely has something to do with your complex of like wanting to be the alpha, and I think you finally hit the pinnacle.
Dude, you did.
Now
I'm
like, oh,
you
so
did.
Now,
it.
So
I think
now
I'm baby.
I am now
baby. Actually,
now you just want to lay on someone's chest on a pillow.
It was actually very much shot for shot the movie 300.
That's so funny.
Like it was like the kick. Even like the little hobbit with the shield, like
he was there, like let me in.
That was like, the dog,
yeah,
the dog in the corner.
It was crazy, and I really diffused the fight they had, I think, and then I went with some light riffing.
Did
they give you snacks after or a Gatorade? What's protocol?
They gave me some water.
What's protocol after?
Some water.
They gave me some water. A lot
That's
like this.
Nice. That's
lot,
the least like, they could
tap.
Do.
Yeah, no, there's two good, of them.
Some
so
fresh
like,
American tap.
I've never dealt with like I've had three ways before, but they're always like impromptu. Like,
okay,
it's never
that was
like,
planned.
This was like a planned schedule. Be scheduled and even rescheduled.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And who says guys can't plan things?
Yeah,
I know.
If they want it bad enough. Like,
well, gay guys can.
Yeah, gay guys
have
definitely
a
can. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Little rain delay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, so we rescheduled. I get there. I've never had to work with the dynamic of a couple.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like really paying attention to both.
Did you feel
and
like...
And then at one point, I'm like, oh no, I don't want this to cause a fight later. I better fuck that one.
Better fuck that one for a while.
Even though you were like, I like fucking this one.
I like fucking one of them more.
Of course.
You went child of divorce, bro.
You
but then the one
did.
I didn't like fucking more had more chutzpah.
Yeah, of course.
If that makes sense.
Because he felt it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh no, I'm losing him.
I'm losing. And so I would never let that into my relationship. I think it's dark. Yeah. These guys were dark. Like, there was a dark energy.
Oh, for sure.
But I had fun.
Like, it's not
going to
last.
Awesome.
If it does, it's sad. You know, like, that's like what I think. But unless I was just a fun little thing on a Friday night. But
you never know.
The cock bomb. If you guys want one, I got it.
The cock bomb.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It'll keep you hard. It kept me hard for 36 hours. I was like,
are you fucking serious?
Not hard, but up the precipice, baby.
If someone
whispered in my ear.
Bing.
Oh, right. Like,
And that's the cool thing. It wasn't like I didn't have an election for longer than 4 hours. You should go to the hospital.
That's that's what we give out on Girth Air.
Yeah, Girth Air.
Because we give out cock bombs.
The water is infused with cock bombs. Okay.
You touch that little nipple that blows air on you, and you immediately get hard as fuck. You're like,
it's in the air. Enjoy the cock bomb, Aaron.
Oh my God!
You're a girth.
No, I mean it's not required. It's complimentary. It's on the snack card. Like,
of course,
cock bomb.
Of course,
if you guys want one, I got them.
I'm good. Thank you.
Though. I'm good.
Now I'm some freak. I'll give it to you later, buddy.
Slip those to us after the show.
You can break it up. Just get a little spice. Sometimes you just want to go for like a 12-hour set.
Yeah, just like a little cock missile. You don't need the full bomb.
Yeah, totally. I have 12 hours.
When's the last time you've had a 12-hour set?
Well, like a day-long sex situation.
Sex to
never. Never once.
Well, no, every morning
I have sex for 10 minutes and I'm like, I want to go play video games now.
Yeah, because it's not another dude on the other end. Okay, yeah. Because like, it's like we bang, we chill, we hang, we talk, we get a coffee. Maybe I go run an errand, I come back, we bang.
Oh,
like,
you come back?
Okay. Oh, well, that's, yeah, that makes sense.
It's like a day long. Yeah. I mean, there might be a reprieve. I'm not fucking a Superman. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I've been fucking mostly on weeknights, so that hasn't happened.
Weeknight fucking.
I actually haven't had a sleepover since breaky.
Is that, do you like that, or are you pro sleeping? I think not sleeping over is usually the better move.
I've been hooking up with two girls who live within a block from me, so I've just been like walking home.
Two girls?
Not at the same time, but like two separate people who live like a block from me.
Have you ever had a girl three-way? An angels three-way?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, damn.
Twice.
What's it? Oh, hell yeah.
God damn, good for you, bro.
You're the straight version of me.
That's why
I'm so friggin' jacked.
What is the protocol? Like, do you have to? One is definitely gonna be sad after.
They're both. Look, let's be real. They're both gonna be sad after.
Yeah. Well, one doesn't really count. I was in high school, and it was weird. We had it in my car.
Yeah,
and and like
Dirty Randy in the
when we started actually. We started actually having sex. There was no room in the back seat, so one of them sat outside.
Oh no!
And then they switched off.
They switched off.
Yeah.
That's not a three-way.
So that's not a three-way. That's a WWE match.
And then I had a three. I had a three-way in my one relationship. Not this most recent one.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get them to the flow state?
No, it was like all right. It was like, I don't know. It was fine.
But that was that a last ditch attempt to maybe try to save things?
No, that was pretty early on. We were doing that like pretty early on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun. Would you ever have a three-way with a guy?
I have.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're gay. No, it's not gay. Guys are bi.
I think it's gay.
You can think it's gay.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not
happy
gay
for everybody.
Because you equaled it out with the two girls.
Yeah, exactly. That
you
was
can
our
have sex with
no,
one
that
more
was,
guy.
That was my rule in the relationship. I was like, we did a threesome with a guy first, and I was like, not another one until I get a girl.
Yeah, that is fair.
Did
that
you have
fair
to kiss him?
No. He was bi, and then he talked about blowing me with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
At, like when we were like all chatting
in a group chat.
In a group chat.
In the GC.
Did you heart it?
Like, in the GC.
He gave it a question mark. He wasn't sure.
I reacted with the salute emoji. Now this was years ago, they didn't have that yet. No, and then but then he didn't do it, and I was like, are you not into me? Like,
wow.
Oh no, you got it.
Oh, so you
so
got
I
upset.
Got,
so
oh,
you were
yeah
expecting to be blown by a dude. You were fully ready.
No, you
mentally.
I was like yeah,
a two,
well, no, we'll
a two-way
it
blown.
Yeah,
a
like both session of them have been cool.
Well, I
been
get
hot
it if it's like you don't like it's like me. I don't want to get blown by a girl, but if a girl rejected blowing me, I'd be like, why?
Yeah, what
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, why? It's awesome.
The fuck?
Bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, also, he knows how to work. You know, he's been under the hood before. He knows how everything works.
Really
he probably could have helped her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, what happened? That'd be so crazy if he started giving your lady some tips on how to do a good blowjob.
Well, that's your whole. That's your whole vibe that you've said before on the pod of like
helping.
If like a girl, you see a girl blowing a guy and you're like looking at him like, does she think she's doing it right? Like,
get out of the way. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Then you like shove her out of the way.
Bro, you could totally be a. What if you're a blowjob coach?
I could be a blowjob coach.
Like in the movie,
really,
old school.
A bloach?
And I'll
a
say bloach it for this audience here. So a good blowjob, you know that the when you're brushing your teeth,
yeah,
you get to that point that's like,
yeah.
just plow straight through that. My God. Okay, I want you to like no holds barred. You just go for it.
Dude, and then the blowjob will be good. I'd be puking on dicks.
You, only puke if you stay in the threshold. If you plow straight through that gate, okay, isn't puke.
I would be puking comes out all of him. Over the dick.
You're confused because it's like you're seeing this thing, but it's like once you walk through, you realize, those were the gates of Valhalla.
Oh. Yeah,
it seems scary at first. But
yeah, because it's like disguised. It has to turn away the uncourageous.
Maybe I'll schlob my toothbrush tonight and see if I can.
That's a great way to start practicing.
Well, it's a rough feeling when you're...
I want five sets of toothbrush.
Toothbrush schlog.
To rock my Sonic Air tonight, dude.
Irina comes home and you're like, "Hey, babe," you sound like RFK. Hey, how's
it going? Just a subtle vibration in my esophagus.
Oh, I want to
sound like those smokers who get the.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey,
man. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know she's like, used to look like this. Yes. God, I've wanted him to do this for so long.
My bloke told me this was a good idea.
But the worst feeling is, and this is for the straight fellas.
Yeah.
When you're going down on a lady, and the spot where when she's like, "Oh, that right there," that's the spot where you're like, "That hurt my tongue to get to that." Dude, you put time. In like extra pressure, right, and she's like, "Yes, yes," and you're like.
You're like,
the only time they say that is when it's like my neck is hurting I can't do it.
You're like twisted. Like,
are you sure? Making
Chinese symbols with your tongue.
That's gotta be hard.
In thick, bold ink. It's like, oh, that's so good. Keep that going for 25 more minutes, please.
Literally.
It's like, fuck, minutes. Dude.
Dude, you need the resilience of a Shaolin monk to be able to... make a woman come with
doing tongue-ups.
That's why I think yoga helps, because you get used to holding posture.
You get through the mental barrier
into the gates of Valhalla.
I have a fascial release I could teach you that will make you better.
Really?
Whoa!
Please.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna go get trained, and I'm gonna be.
I'm mind blown. I can help you, dude. Don't worry.
You're the John Gruden of giving head.
You wanna make wait. Sorry. Back to eating out pussy.
Eating out pussy. Talking.
But the moment has gone. Sorry.
No. Go for it.
No, it was a riff off what you were doing. The time has passed.
I'm curious what you would want.
No, it won't make sense. And I'm in over my head now. I don't know anything about puss.
We can move.
But I do want to tell you guys about what I learned about Burning Man. That for the pod to end the pod.
Okay. Well, let's first let Kevin and Caleb fill us in on what they've been doing. Then we'll end with Burning Man. What you been up to?
Oh, shit.
That's where this all started.
Yeah, sorry. I went
us
off.
Giving recaps of what's happened the last month.
What have I been up to? I don't know. Doing stand-up again.
Nice. Woo. There you go.
And shooting shit still.
Shooting shit.
About to do the thing with Jake. I'm pretty pumped about that.
We got another project in the works.
By the way, for anyone, Caleb's a photographer, videographer. He's not a...
A shootist.
Shooting.
I'm shooting Jake.
He's not a gangbanger. Yeah.
Or a mass shooter. But I've been doing that.
That's such a racial distinction.
Not a mass shooter.
Black guy, you're a gangbanger, but if you're white, you're a mass shooter.
Just one person.
A green beret. One of those two. What's up?
What have I been... I've been keeping it low-key. I've been...
Pounding the pavement. You've been grinding.
Yes, and grinding.
Doing the comedy grind set.
That's so funny. That's such a better way of answering how I've been, which is I've been telling people I'm just in a dark place. But I've just been like chilling,
doing comedy,
home a lot, doing grind comedy, set, and watching baseball.
Watching baseball. Yeah, that is dark. Good? That's pretty dark.
Yo, that ref, that ump. I don't know. His name is like some Latino name.
Thank God you said
what did he do?
He was doing like the craziest, worst calls. The calls were so bad that they
The Yankees
deported him.
No. They should have, because they were
I almost called ICE.
No, they were.
You're out of here.
I think it was like a Phillies game. He was just calling strikes for shit that was outside the box.
You know what's funny is there's the first woman umpire in the major leagues of all time.
That's awesome.
And like, there's a TikTok of her, the very first pitch, you see the K zone, and it's like a full like baseball length inside, and she goes, strike.
No.
Apparently, Juan's on the couch.
He doesn't like it when you're sexist.
Yeah,
he hates that.
I mean, that's just what happened. But I was the rest of the game. Apparently, she called very well. But that what it just was funny that the very first pitch. No, they calculated it. She wasn't tip top, but she was. Like, she was mid-range.
She was in the zone that you're allowed to be in. Okay,
but
for human error.
There's. But it was very funny. But yeah, lately, I've been doing a lot of comedy. I've been having fun. I don't know. I've been fucking around
doing comedy.
Having sex.
Having sex on weeknights, which is pretty cool.
On weeknights. But then, you don't get to cuddle with anyone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, off Hinge, off of... Well, mostly Hinge.
It's crazy that I normally stay the night. I've never, hooked
never
up
leave?
And left. No.
You've never hooked up and left?
I've had a lot of leaves.
I like leaving because I like to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that same. Yeah. Like,
I can sleep anywhere.
Like, we got to get to know each other before I can sleep well next to you,
I'm so skittish. Like, afterwards, I'm like, oh, okay. Ooh, I got to get
a good night's sleep.
You're sleeping next to another man.
I've had a couple times where,
it is scary. It's scary.
I've had a couple where I've slept over and then, they want to be on you all night, I'm like, no, that is not
baby girl.
I've said that I'm about to stain your
sheets if you lay on me like this. Also, do you have a fan? Maybe
literally, I need
a paint drying fan directly on my head.
Literally, that's
with my ex. Whenever I slept over, I literally would. There was just a fan deep in the corner.
You can look
that
in my
I had
room.
To like. Take out from her kitchen, bring it into the bedroom, set it up.
Every night. There is one 8 inches.
Girls are always cold.
Full blast.
Yep. Why are girls always cold?
Because I don't know.
The guys are always hot.
Poor blood circulation?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know, man.
I start with an internal fire.
Yeah, dude.
I sleep with my window open, and I just give my girl more blankets.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this
you gotta
is for
do
you.
That.
I'm not going under
wrap
the
up.
Yeah, wrap her up.
Wrap the
give
up.
Her a sleeping bag, and then I'm laying like half naked on top of the sheets with a fan blowing, still sweating.
I mean, still sweating. One sock on.
I had sex with this guy once, and I slept over, and it was probably the last time I did it with a complete straight. Like, you're not like someone on a date or whatever. Yeah. And it's because he snored so bad that it kept me up all night. And I will admit, around 4:30 a.m., I hated him.
Yeah, of course.
I hated him. I was like, I hate you.
I would have next to
I'm surprised you didn't leave.
I couldn't because it was like, it just would have been like weird.
Yeah,
you know?
I get that.
No, I slept next to this lawyer. She is like, my ex left me, my boyfriend left me because of my snoring. I was like,
damn.
He can't be that bad.
Damn.
I literally did not sleep.
Whole ass relationship ended.
And I told her when she woke up, because I didn't sleep, I was like, you have sleep apnea.
See,
and you need to get that shit
you're
checked
die
out.
I mean, that man
sleep.
Has weak will. You left a lawyer. My mom slept with earplugs for probably 40 years.
Wow, that's
and
love.
Still does.
And your dad is a UPS driver. That's love.
Bro, fucking apnea MD.
Yeah, I feel like they make shit. Just fix it.
Yeah, fix it. Fix it.
It's proper tongue placement. If you're snoring like that, you're a mouth breather.
Yeah, tape.
Ooh,
mouth tape.
Tape that shit up.
You're a mouth breather. That pineal gland's fucking hard as rock.
My lady
dude.
Sleeps with mouth tape, and I'll turn around after waking up.
Dude,
oh, it's just
mine
tape.
Does too.
It also
and
makes you
the
hotter
tape is everywhere.
To have your tongue in the right position when you breathe. It makes you hotter. It's like a proven fact. TikTok has taken it, and it's like called mewing, but it is true. If your tongue isn't on the roof of your mouth when you're like just sitting normally, then over time gravity makes your face sink in, and you could fucking see people growing up, they had bad breathing posture. That's why no one's got a fucking chin anymore.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's my problem.
Mouth sleepers have
people who like
have a recessive chin.
Like,
yeah.
Chin
it's like you know the face. It's like their
maxilla
is bigger, the nose bends, the nose gets crooked. So a lot of people who have a hook nose, it's not net genetic. It's
so
because they're fucking mouth.
So people who are ugly, it is their fault.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. And I hate to say ogre. It's actually your fault for doing something wrong.
You ugly oafs.
No, that sucks, though.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, just so guys.
Breathe
really,
through your nose.
Yeah. All right, I got to go all soon. Right,
we
got to
wrap
the load
up.
Down.
Okay, so
in strong
I have a lot of clients who go to Burning Man, and they're not... They aren't supposed to tell people what goes on there.
Happening right now, yeah.
It's happening right now. Shout out, guys, if you're listening. I hope you're not.
They're not. They don't have Wi-Fi out there.
But they told me that there's this thing called the Sex Olympics that they do there.
Ugh.
At Burning Man.
So you want to talk about Wooks.
Sex.
This is like Wooks meets Tatooine from Star Wars. That's what's going on.
Tech startup.
Chewbacca on Tatooine.
Dude, literally.
Yeah. They do something called the Sex Olympics, okay?
Oh, my God.
So that
God.
Means it's like at one of the last days of the festival, everybody watches.
Everyone's okay? So nasty.
Everybody's watching the Sex Olympics. You submit as a pair.
So, like, you're a couple.
A couple. It could be gay. It could be straight. It could. I don't know what they would do for lesbian, because the first event... Well, they do a lot of events. There's, like
pole vault.
Well, there's like long endurance, like cross country. You know what I mean? Like, how long can you
damn,
go?
I would not place
and then
in
there's
that.
The opposite. How fast can you?
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're dude, talking. I'm Usain Bolt. I would lose that shit.
He said that the
I'd be showboating.
That's how far ahead I'd be. I'd be like Usain, boom, done, fucking slowing down. It's been like, 8 seconds. I'm already celebrating.
Before you even walk in, you're just like, you guys get a head start. I'm already finished.
I'm about to come.
Here I come, I am cinema.
But he told me the first event of the Sex Olympics is the first event is you submit as a couple. The guy of the couple, or if it's gay guys, just one of them chooses. It goes up, and in front of everyone watching, thousands of people, you need to get a boner with your mind.
I could do that.
Sick.
The other person, your partner, can like do stuff to themselves, but they can't touch you.
Okay.
I can use the power of my imagination.
Could you?
To
I mean,
get a boner.
I feel like that.
That's
I
a lot
not,
of pressure.
I would not get
I feel
hard
like
in
I've
that situation.
Performed before and peed before and been like.
Kevin, you've done the Naked Comedy Show. Could you have gotten hard on that stage if you wanted to?
No, I was shrunk. I was shrunk. Yeah. Before I was like, get the fuck.
You were trying
I was
to slap
him.
You should have taken a
I just wanted full dude. Soft. I
just
was not full
slap
soft.
Him up, yeah.
And then I think I, but yeah, it was weird. So like,
it's
I would
like
not.
Pale.
Really
it's,
hard
like, it's like retracted.
Yeah, it felt
but
like,
I feel
felt
like
crazy.
You can lock in on, you can find one somewhat attractive rich girl whose dad paid for her to be there that's just there to watch and isn't really about that life, and you could probably hone in on her and maybe get hard.
I will say, like, isn't that, like, male heaven?
Is that what you would do?
Male heaven? What, getting hard in front of a bunch
like,
of women?
Male heaven would be...
That would be my plan. If you want to know my game plan going into the Sex Olympics, it's like,
I use PEDs.
Just try to find... Yeah.
They don't test.
You take the fucking cock bottle. Kick you out of the Sex Olympics for taking the cock bomb.
Disqualified
out in the desert with the cock bomb.
He's juicing
Barry Bonds over here. No, it's probably male heaven to get a boner and have a stadium applaud.
Yeah, dude.
Like
gladiator style.
Like imagine that of like everyone.
Are you not entertained?
The most
hard.
Everyone's like, come on, come on. And then the
release
winner,
the lions.
The winner gets a parade, like Pope style, around the camp.
Whoa.
Oh.
And he told me that he, because my client says he goes every year, he says it's usually like a big stud guy who wins, but he's like, one year it was like a little schlubby guy who was like,
what,
that's awesome for
his
I hope, like he, I hope that guy got like a sick orgy after, sick nine reverse gangbang.
That's like rewarding a gold medalist with a gymnastics routine.
Right.
Like they don't want to do
the
that.
The sandiest orgy ever, the most painful orgy.
All up in your crevices.
Crumbs.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah, crumbs. I don't know about sex there. Maybe sex the first 48 hours, and then after that, I just switch to drugs.
That's that Saharan herpes. Like, that's another strain. Of shit you're getting out there.
That you get that you get from like a scorpion sting to the cock.
Yes,
you know when like a desert ground has no water and gets all cracked?
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking.
The only way to cure it is to go out like Johnny Depp with a shovel and like bury like some beads from a native person.
It's like a Game of Thrones grayscale where their skin's all like stony and it's, but it's just your dick.
I just wanted to tell you guys about the sex.
Wow, that's awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, for anyone who might be listening who's at Burning Man right now, good luck.
Good luck.
Hope
maybe
you win.
Get a cock bomb.
Knock the crumbs out the pussy or the dick.
Yeah.
And
what did you just say?
On your flight home, maybe consider out. Air girth.
And on your way home, consider air girth.
Yeah. Every class, every seat is first class on air girth.
Every time you land, the pilot's like, fuck you for flying with us.
Someone tries to clap.
Got your girl.
After they
got your girl up here in the cockpit. Yeah. We didn't change the name of that because it's pretty alpha.
Yeah,
already.
Cockpit's still pretty cool, so we kept that the same. That's what's up.
If you're in the back, you're the beta pilot.
Pilots like, we're experiencing turbulence, but you know, like, no worries. I'm on Fortnite right now. Yeah, autopilot's got it.
The bathroom has a sign. It's like, beat off only.
But I have to pee.
Shit out the window.
Yeah, dude.
I, any of you pussies scream, I'm coming in, out there and I'm going to punch you in the chest.
Literally. I just love, they give you, you know, they give you like little towels, like little complimentary thing. I would just love a tech deck. Like,
yeah,
you
get dude, like a whole
tech deck. And then everyone's like,
that's sick. Everyone's
the whole thing, it's not a tray, it's a ramp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pulls down a full half pipe for you to tech deck on.
I remember
that's
I
sick.
Was on a plane one time and this, we had turbulence and there was a guy behind me and he's like,
yeah, dude. He's going out the emergency exit immediately.
Bro,
on
bursted out laughing.
You better be getting pussy back there, dude.
That better be a nut. That better be a nut.
I love right. it.
That's well, gonna be the name anyway. Of the episode. It better be
that. Better be a nut.
Sloppy dogs. Sloppy dogs. Josh has got to go. So
we're right. still back. Later. I gotta go.
Great. Bye, thanks. Bye. Thanks. Bye. Thanks. Bye. Thanks. Bye.